If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Another round of scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms today, but gradually the showers and storms are going to become more scattered, as we've been talking about this week, as we move through the week and into the weekend. Lots of areas receiving rain yesterday. Virtually all of St. Johns County, where amounts were as much as 1 to 2 inches, locally even more, along some strong and gusty winds around the St. Augustine area. Much of the middle part of Duval County to the beaches getting on heavy rain and storms, as well as Nassau County. So coverage, as expected, pretty widespread. Yesterday, not as widespread, but still significant today. 40% to perhaps half the area to get rain today. So still locally heavy downpours, and keep an eye to the sky for the lightning. And once again, students getting released from school and heading to their vehicles or to the buses, or if they're walkers or bike riders, going to have to deal with some lightning issues yet again this afternoon as storms move slowly to the east and northeast and produce a lot of rain. Temperatures will still manage to top out in the lower 90s. That's starting to become a story today. Today will be the 15th day in a row at or above 90 degrees. That means every day this month so far. And I really don't see that ending anytime soon. We'll likely get to at least 21 to 22, 23 straight days before we might catch a break. So this is quite a long stretch. Now, it's anywhere close to the record, by the way. The record of 90-plus degree days is well over 40. But still... It's significant. It's been a hot stretch, hottest stretch of the year so far, and I don't see any end in sight here, really, as the storms become more isolated over the next several days, right on into the weekend. Temperatures will only go a little hotter at that point. So we're into the mid-90s for the weekend, and feel like temperatures that'll be 100-plus. Good timing for the Jags, flying into Minneapolis last night to practice for a couple of days in Minnesota, in the Minneapolis area, where temperatures will top out between 80 and 85 today and tomorrow, so some 10 degrees lower than in Jacksonville, and of course not having to deal with the humidity either, at least not as high humidity. So that's some good news as the Jags then play on Saturday, a midday game, kind of a strange time, 1 o'clock on the weekend anyway, in preseason, 1 o'clock in the afternoon for Jacksonville, noon central time in Minneapolis. Of course, the game's played inside in Minnesota. Temperatures will be in the 80s on the outside, though. Then the Jags return to our tropical weather Saturday night. Speaking of which, the tropics remain generally quiet. A weak area of low pressure over the northeastern Atlantic has some potential for some gradual development, subtropical or tropical, but stays out in the middle of nowhere, certainly not getting any closer to the U.S. The rest of the tropics quiet, rest of the Atlantic basin, still some concern here as I look ahead between about the 20th and 30th of this month for the potential for some development over the Atlantic. But right now, things are pretty quiet. More at Talking the Tropics with Mike, WOKV.com, and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.